This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepare. Serious class today. Kyle's with us in Montana. Brett's with us in New York. Brett, back to you.
Well, gentlemen, you have certainly given me a lot to think about, a lot to contemplate and to ponder. And now I'm done with pondering, and yes, I need to take your advice because it's valid advice from your heart, from your experience, from your expertise, both of you. And an RV is a great concept and everything, but it's not the best way for me to go. It's not the safest. It's not the most economical. It's not the sanest. In light of the new information you've brought forward, and I'm definitely gonna, in this way, you guys are right. Flat out, you guys are right. I appreciate your heartfelt and honest and caring advice, and that's why I sought out your opinions.
Brett. This is one of those, maybe the only time I did not enjoy being right. And I have a feeling that Kyle feels the same way. We really wanted to help you with this, you know, with your pursuit. And I was toying with the idea of coming back from the top of the hour news saying, you know, a bubble breaking. That's what we're specializing in today. And
only a friend, only somebody who really cares, only somebody who genuinely wants to see a good outcome will give you the truth, will give you the benefit of their knowledge. It's like your wife says, you know, honey, does this dress make my butt look large? And you want to say, no, your butt just looks large, but you don't, because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But there's times when you need to tell somebody the truth, you know, if you really care about them and their outcome, and it's painful. Truth is painful, but it needs to be said, and I'm all for the truth.
I'll tell you, Brett, there is a scripture in Proverbs that I've always bore in mind when I am seeking advice. And it says, the wounds of a friend are faithful. The wounds of a friend are faithful. And I have always bore that in mind, because the reality of hearing the truth takes humility. And I'm very impressed with yours. I think you have the potential to do quite well. I would have a few suggestions that if you do end up with land, like if you have the money and the way to do it without debt, to go into and buy something like Vince is talking about there, I would much rather, if I was in your position, I would much rather be looking out of a small house at a tractor with a tiller and a front end loader and a nice garden tilled up ready for next year with a whole bunch of cow manure that I just settled into it, knowing that it's coming up and that it's going to be ready for next spring. And a shop, a pole barn type shop with 6-inch floors in it and possibly a car lift in there that's insulated with a wood stove in it, and about 10 cord of wood sitting outside, even if you had to buy it for this year, I would much rather be looking at that and knowing that I've got like three, I mean, Vince's system with those batteries that he's got is the absolute best, but you can't hardly get them anymore. You can get lithium batteries, but if you had three of these batteries that are about lithium batteries, I've got a friend of mine who was able, he got an inheritance and was able to get rid of 12 of his lead acid batteries. And it did cost him about, I think it was about $11,000 with shipping to get all three of these lithium batteries hooked up into his system. And he has a 240-volt system, but a 240-volt solar system will not run a welder. So it'll run a little MIG welder, the 120-volt, like Vince was talking about. It will do that for a short time if you get a big enough system. But it won't run a 240-volt system at 140 amps. It just ain't going to do it. You're going to need a gas-powered welder to be able to do that. But 90% of what you will need to weld, unless you get into a whole bunch of heavy machinery, 90% of it can be done with a MIG welder. I have both. I have three, actually. I have the gas-powered welder that will run up to 220 amps. I actually have two of them. I have an electric welder that will plug into a 50-amp outlet that I can run regular stick welding up to 220 amps. But the one I use the most by far is my Hobart handler that runs around 100 amps at the most, and I usually run it in the 60 to 80 amp range is all I need for the little MIG wire. And you can store the MIG wire, you know, that just comes in a little roll. So anyway, you can store that much easier than you can store welding rod, but I have a bunch of both. But anyway, I would much rather be looking out, if I were in your position, at a system that I knew could run my house, at least my well pump and a couple of freezers, and have like at least four, but preferably about eight, 300-watt, 24-volt up to four. You can go to a 48-volt system or a 24-volt system, however you want to go in there. You can do a lot more study on this when you get to the point where you're actually in the process of buying it. You can do a lot, do research. You're an electrician. You can do research. Call up Backwoods Solar. Those guys are really sharp. I get nothing from telling you this, but I do know that they are extremely sharp, and they will tell you what to do and how to do it, and you can either buy their system or, you know, they will. A lot of times I've called them up just in that and told them what I had, and they just told me, even though I didn't buy my particular system from them, it is a system that they sell, and they've been very helpful. So I bought all of this stuff used. I bought a $10,000 system for $5,000 that was 6 months old. So if you hunt around, you've got a little time, hopefully. If I feel like we're running out of time, and I don't know about the die-off. I really don't. But here's the scary thing. If you put all of your eggs in the die-off basket and it doesn't happen, then where are you? That's the scary thing with me and my family. So I try to make sure that I deal with life as I can see it right now, not based on fear of what might happen, but what I have to deal with. What do I need if I have to move my family? What do I need there now? That's the way I think. And that's the way I've learned to think through my 67 years. So I've had to learn a lot of that the hard way. So I'm trying to give you some shortcuts to my way of thinking and Vince's way of thinking. Yeah, it's amazing to me how many life lessons Vince and I both have learned, and a lot of them the hard way. But how many life lessons we have learned exactly the same. You guys can talk now. I've just given you a little bit of advice, and there's a lot more I could do. But that's after you kind of make the decision and which direction you're going to go.
Brett, your turn.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you very much. All the advice that you both have put forward, not only just today, but since before I've been listening to you guys, is very much appreciated, I'm sure, by the rest of the class as well. And I, with everything that you guys have put forward today, I have really not one single argument or one single nay to say that your train of thought is in anything but my best interests and correct.
Brett, I was telling Kyle this on the phone privately. He offers, our son offers, as a mechanic, he offers a free, no charge, pre-purchase inspection for his customers. So if a customer wants to buy a vehicle, he says, I'll tell you what, before you buy it, I'll be glad to come look at it, if it's at a lot or it's at an individual's location. Or if you want to have it brought here and put it up on the lift, I'll look at it before you buy it and let you know what I think, so you know what you're facing in terms of what needs to be repaired. And I was telling Kyle that his customers don't do that. And the reason is our son, Bam, would go look at a truck and the customer would want to buy it. And Bam would go look at it with the customer, and Bam would have a list, and then he would present the list to the customer right there while they're looking at it, and the customer would say, wow, that's way more than I thought I was going to have to fix. And so the customer had his heart set on buying this truck or this car. And because of the list that our son found of things wrong, to tell the customer the truth, the customer was disheartened. All of them, every time it's happened. And so now the customers don't ask him because they had their heart set on buying it, so they go and buy it, and then he gives them the list of all the things that need to be fixed. But that's not the case with you. You actually listened to what Kyle and I had to say, and I think it prevented you from doing something that you really, I know you had your heart set on this. I know it. I could feel it in the intonation and in the email and in the level of this discussion. I know we broke your heart today, and it broke my heart. And I'm just sitting here, I'm bummed out that we did this. I really am. But I want to tell you this, no matter where you go, and I'm an expert in this. I'm an expert in being a foreigner. You'll be a foreigner, class, wherever you go. If you buy a new place, you're going to be a foreigner. And it takes years for the neighbors to trust you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, during the break, I got up from the studio and I took a walk, and this is the first broadcast that I feel this way about. I'm really sorry to have done this, but I think it was the right thing to do. Kyle, any quick comments?
Yeah, I do, Vince. I believe me, Brett, I get having your heart set on something, or having your
Wait a second. I don't mean to be rude, but I got to stop both of you guys right there. You guys didn't break my heart. You guys set me in a truer north. You guys set me on a compass bearing that's more true north than the compass I was holding before. You have nothing to be sorry about. You have nothing to have any angst over. I appreciate heartfelt all of the I'm getting the benefits of your knowledge, because it's knowledge that I didn't have. It's like Vince talks about when he offers, or his son Bam offers people to bring their cars in, and they do that they're potentially going to buy. They have their heart set on that car because it's red, it's the color they've been looking for, it's a stick shift, all the girls are going to think I'm hot in this car, and all these other different things going on in their head, but they're not looking at the practicality of it. And this is not a time for this is a time for practicality. This is not a time for frivolity and you know, I don't even know how to express how much gratitude I have for you guys, you know, putting the true north in my compass.
Okay. Brett, let me ask you. Let me ask you a quick question. So you have been involved in the building trade. You're a builder, plumber. You do electrical wiring. So you do it all. Have you ever seen a house that is already built that maybe you've gone in that is for sale that is right in all respects? Or have all of the houses, every single one that you've been in, been defective at some level?
It's like cars, like brand new cars. Every brand new car has problems, has issues, whether it was designed from the factory like that, whether it was bad building. There's the new homes. People think they buy a new home and there's nothing to do and there's all kinds of problems to correct in the first year even. So yes, you're right in that there's no house that doesn't need something to be fixed, something to be made better, something to be corrected that was built into it, that was inherent into a bad design.
Yeah, and I'm thinking things like facing the wrong direction, not high enough elevation to keep the rain out, poorly constructed basement without drain tiles around the perimeter to run the water off to a lower point on the property. So many things are wrong with every single house. There's no question about it in my mind. But the reason I mentioned that class is that in the initial thoughts, there'll be plenty of houses to pick up after the die-off, no question. However, every one of them is defective, and where do you get the parts? Where do you get the lumber, the wire, the fittings, what you need in order to make that house stable and durable? So it gets back to this, and I guess we beat this point pretty well. It gets back to if you have it now, you can fix it and make it durable starting now. So that when things become unavailable, the roofing shingles, the cements, the glues, the adhesives, the siding, the windows, the insulation, all those things, when they become very hard to get, you won't have to worry about it so much because you will already have them and the spares to replace those items that you think might need to be replaced. Like in our house, we have the electrical department, we have the plumbing department, we have the automotive department, we have the tool department, we have, and I'm thinking like it's kind of like a store where we have these different departments where we have the spare parts, and we know what spare parts we need because we already know what breaks, so we have the spare parts, and that's what I'd like to see you do. When we come back, we can flesh this out some more, and you can ask any questions that you'd like. Kyle, I have a feeling you have some comments as well. Class, this has been quite interesting for all of us, Brett, Kyle, and me, and the class. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. House Republicans scrambling to find a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out of the role this week. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both have launched their bids for the job. The House currently on recess and a speaker election set for next Wednesday. As thousands walk off the job at Kaiser Permanente across the country, the company says they have made preparations for the strike. If need be, it will bring in contingent workers. However, patients should expect some rescheduling for non-emergency and elective services. 400 more Ford workers in Michigan being told to not report to work today due to the UAW strike. Ford said those layoffs are not a lockout. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle, your thoughts?
I've got quite a bit here, Brett, and I'm gonna kind of give you the shotgun version of it. I'm gonna paraphrase a scripture, and then I'm gonna tell you a story, and then I'm going somewhere with this. There's a scripture, and I'm gonna paraphrase it, and it says, "Better to live in a humble house with no debt than to live in a mansion that you owe on. So what I'm going to, and here's the story. I have a neighbor that, well, I call him a neighbor. He's a little ways away from me. And he is living in a shack with his wife. And I mean literally about a 16 by 24 shack. He has 42 acres that is undeveloped. And he has 20 acres in California that he owes about $200,000 for. And he has been, and he has an offer, a guy offered him $800,000 for it. And he's holding out for $1 million. And he is 72 years old. I told him, what on God's green earth are you thinking? That's exactly what I told him. I said, are you crazy? So I'm doing that to try to help him, try to rearrange his thinking. So what I'm going to do is, like I said, this is kind of a shotgun blast. And if I were in your position, I don't know all your financial situation. I'm just going to throw this out there. You fit it into your particular scenario as best you can. If you have enough money to pay cash for that truck and trailer and the welders and the solar system and all of those things, and be able to pay cash for that land, because you've got almost the same amount in there as what Vince is telling you about for that 80 acres with a humble house on it. If you can own that place, I would own it. If you can't pay cash for it, and then be able to put, say, another figure on 20 grand for a good solar system. If you're not able to do that, then buy a smaller piece. Buy something that you can own outright, that you don't owe anybody anything. If you have a house in New York City, it would be, if I would, or in the New York area, and I was in your position, it would be for sale today. And I would be, and if I had a place that was worth, I'm just guessing here, I'm throwing out numbers. If I had a place that was worth $750,000 and I owed $400,000 on it and somebody offered me $700,000, I would take it so fast they would wonder what happened. I would throw out a contingency such like, okay, I'll take your $700,000, but you pay all closing costs, including my realtor. I would throw out something like that, okay? But I would figure out a way to pocket myself $300,000 or whatever I could get out of it free and clear and get moved within the next month and a half at least, if you can. Get moved to a place that you could pay cash for, and if you had to buy a few things less expensive, like Vince was mentioning, you know, him and I both love these 5.9 Dodge diesels. 99 to 2001, they're 2003 even, is, I've done some research on the Dodge diesel, and supposedly a friend of mine, or acquaintance of mine that used to work for Cummins, he said the 2003 was one of the best engines he ever seen. Okay, he loves the 2003. But he did say the same thing that I would suggest. If you have, they have an electric lift pump in them. So the very first thing, if you get a truck like that, number one, you're going to want to own the factory repair manual. That'll cost you maybe $100 or so to buy. You're going to want to own that. And any tools that you might need to find out from mechanics, what's the best, what things break the most, and get the tools necessary to work on it. But you're going to want an indicator light on your dash that shows low fuel pressure from your main lift pump into the injector, because if that goes, the main lift pump goes out, it takes out the injector pump. So I like those trucks, but if they have kind of a reoccurring problem. My brother happened to have a 99, and that actually happened to him, except that he happened to be right in front of a Dodge dealer when the lift pump went out, and he literally limped into there and coasted into their parking lot. And the guy said, "You are one lucky guy, because it didn't take out your injector pump." So I'm saying all that to get to the point of you can buy a bunch of different things that think more humbly of something that you can buy, own completely without debt, as much as you can. I would, like Ben says, if you can buy the think property, if you can own the property outright, that's the only way to go. And if you have to buy less land to own it outright rather than have a mortgage, in my opinion, that would be what the way you go. Your comments, Vince or Brett, either one.
Brett, your turn.
Oh, thank you. All great advice. I'm actually in a fairly decent position to move, and very good advice. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about moving and what to look for, Brett. In a nutshell, Mrs. Fennell and I drove around 20,000 miles on our pickup truck to find the ideal place. So we're looking for clean air, clean water, naturally. We're looking for freedom from blight. Blight is all kinds of things. An auto salvage yard is a blight because all of those vehicles, I don't care what precautions they take, they all leak fluids into the ground. Transmission fluid, differential fluid, engine oil, and the people who work there are not necessarily as careful as USA Prepares would be. So there's a potential for contamination of the groundwater supply. So you don't want to buy a place that's near an auto wrecking yard. You don't want to buy a place near a power substation because of the electromagnetic radiation. You want a place that, in my opinion, if I were looking for a place, I'd want one where there's not a lot of infrastructure, no sidewalks, no traffic lights, no dog catchers. One that has a terrible cell phone signal, okay, and one where you have to drive a long ways to get to the closest Chinese factory outlet. And the reason for that is when there are fewer people, there's less damage generally to the land and the water and so forth, and the taxes will be lower. So fewer people working in the fewer population means fewer government employees. Fewer government employees means fewer rules. Fewer rules means lower taxes. So do you need a police department? Not necessarily. County sheriff's fine. Do you need a town police department? Well, you have to pay for it. Well, I don't want one, and we don't have one. So I like all those things that most people would say, well, no, what, you got dogs running around? You got people building whatever they want, wherever they want? Yeah. Yeah, so where we live, if someone wants to live in a shack and it's fallen down, no one's going to say, you ought to fix that and you're in violation. There aren't any rules to violate. So there's no building inspections here. You build it and there's nobody that comes around and says you didn't do it right. Or where's the railing for the front steps? We don't have any of that. I like that. But then, on the other hand, you hear gunshots, at different times, and some people are, disturbed by that. Me, I think it's the sound of freedom. So that's how I like it. And I like living on a dirt road. Why? Because most people don't like driving on a dirt road because of the bumps, the rocks, and they have low vehicles. There's not a single Tesla around here. Nobody would drive a Tesla around here. It makes no sense. They're too low. Those low profile tiles get taken out. So we don't have that mindset. We don't have the Tesla mindset here. We have the durability mindset. And it takes years to work with your neighbors. You just can't move in and have a barbecue and have everybody get along, because the new guy is not trusted by the existing village. I don't care who the new guy is, including me. It's taken years and years and years for people to trust me. Not that I'm not trustable. It's just they didn't know me. And I came from someplace else. I came from Virginia. So they didn't trust me because I'm not from here. So those are things to think about. Brett, any comments about that side of the equation?
Not really. Wherever I move, I'm going to be the new guy. So
I have some suggestions for you, Brett. If you do move into it, I've been the new guy, just like Vince. I've been the new guy on the block at least four times in my life. And so the place I'm living now, I have 8 acres, and I have neighbors. Unfortunately, I'm getting up there, and I've got some physical problems. But the reality is I have a plow truck, and I plow my neighbors out. And I've had two of my neighbors who didn't know me at all, tell me that I've been the best neighbor that they have ever had. Both of them. That are the closest ones to me. Actually, three of them. I just had a guy just the other day tell me almost exactly the same thing. He said, "You're the neighbor I always wanted to get along with." So be that kind of guy. You've got to be a friend to be able to blend in. But also it breaks down barriers. But understand this one thing. If you are the have in a grid down situation, I don't care how nice your neighbors are, they ain't going to be nice when they're hungry. And I'm just giving you that because it's the reality of life. So you got to be prepared for that. Anyway, but if you're young enough to be able to volunteer on a volunteer fire department, if you're whatever you can do to try to make friends that way, to blend in, that's a good idea. But you've got to go in with your eyes open, knowing that if there is this 80% die-off or even a 20%, like Vince says, if there's even a 20% die-off and the grid and the supply chain breaks, you better be as self-sufficient as you can possibly be. And if you can live close to even a couple, three people that you for sure could say in your heart, I would trust them with my life and the life of my children, if you can say that, then you might have somebody that you could depend on.
Yeah, and right now, Brett, you have some time to make those bonds with your new neighbors. You can show them who you are. You can help them with your backhoe and fix their road so they can get out and not charge them for it. That's what
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bam got a call several years ago, and it was one of the neighbors down the road, down the dirt road. And Bam said he was going to go over there, and he's going to take the front-end loader with him, the backhoe. And so he took the backhoe, and he said, on his way out, he said, yeah, they're having trouble getting out of their road. The county didn't fix the road. It washed out, and they can't get out of the dirt road that joins with our dirt road. And they're trapped. And so he took the backhoe out and fixed the road. And the neighbor said, yeah, okay, what do I owe you? And Bam said, I thought we were neighbors. And the guy said, yeah, we are. And he said, well, this is what neighbors do. So you don't owe me anything. And later on, a couple of years later, Bam was on a tractor with a front-end loader. He said he was going to the neighbor's house. And I said, so what are you doing? He said, well, he's got this 10-foot by 10-foot porch, this deck that he needs moved. So I'm going to help him move it. And he came back an hour later. I said, so how'd it go? He said, well, we moved the deck, and everything's good. So, you know, he brought some chains and was able to pick up, you know, a rear deck off a house and move it. So that's what neighbors do. And, Brett, I know you are that guy. I know that you are going to fit in. I know you're going to do well. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you got the, you know, it's funny. There's a Christian guy named Augustine. And he's a theologian and wrote some incredible stuff about scripture. And they asked him one time, what is the three most important characteristics for a Christian to have? And he said, well, number one is humility. And number two is humility. And number three is humility. And I think you have that. So I think you're well on your way.
Brett, I'd love to, in the remaining few minutes we have, you've been sitting quietly. What are your thoughts about everything that we've discussed? And I'd love to hear your final comments.
My final comment? Well, I'd love to take a look or get a contact for that land, that 20 acres you spoke about. And my regret is that I didn't bring this up to you guys sooner.
Well, I got bad news for you, Brett. It's not 20 acres, it's 80 acres.
Oh, 80 acres, okay. Well,
does that work?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Well, it's not for sale, but it can be purchased. So I know the guy who owns it. It's not listed anywhere. It's not like he wants to sell it. But if you are absolutely positively serious, we can talk on the phone. I will go over a satellite map with you. I'll show you exactly where it is. I'll point out everything. I've been over every square inch of this property. And it's so nice, I wanted one of our children to buy it. And our daughter, I thought she would love it. But she lives on the East Coast, and there's a lot of convenience there, and she thinks that we live in a foreign country here in Missouri. We have to do everything ourselves and do it the hard way, kind of the way Kyle does it. And all the instructors, pretty much, except for Bert. Bert still lives in Utopia. But we do everything the hard way. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I said to Bert, how'd you like to be my neighbor? And he said, well, I don't know. Got to do a lot. It's hard over there, and it's cold. And yeah, I said, but the cold keeps the riffraff out. You know, it really does. It's. But I thought he would find it. You know, a great property. But he really likes California, and I can't change his mind, and it's not my position to change his mind. But I'd be glad to show this to you. You know, you can sit on your screen. I'll sit on my screen, and we'll click the mice together, and I'll show you what it is. And if it really piques your interest and you want to come out and take a look at it, I can probably make that happen. But we bought our farm from someone who was not selling the farm. Literally, this was not a farm for sale. And literally, you can buy property that's not for sale. And that's the best kind of property to buy, because there really isn't a lot of competition. There's not, people from California pushing the price up if it's not for sale. So the guy that owns it wants to move back to another state where his relatives live. He's an older guy, and he would probably sell it. I've helped transactions like this in the past. I don't want anything from it, but it sure would be nice to be able to pick a neighbor. As a matter of fact, Brett, I think I'm going to ask Kyle this. Kyle, do you think Brett could be instructor material?
I think he could, especially as he goes along and moves in and share how he's doing it. That would be great class.
Brett, any final comments? Got just a few seconds left.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, look at the screens from where you are and where I am, we can do that. Just send me your phone number. I'll give you a call. We'll do it on an evening, okay?
Will do. Have
Kyle,
a great day, gentlemen. Have a blessed day.
You too, Brett. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us today and teaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. enlist in gcnteam.com and save America.